best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
All right, so good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
All right, so let's just jump right into this. Tell us about how things are going with Christine. Like, what's happening?
Well, I actually met her at my bank. I don't exactly want to say the name because I don't want to get her in trouble, but
right?
That's how it happened.
Okay. So what?
I mean, yeah, so basically I had to make a withdrawal.
Okay.
We were both sort of eyeing each other while I was waiting in line, and as luck would have it, she was my teller.
Okay.
We spoke for a couple of seconds, and then I left.
So did you get her number?
I mean, not the first time, but I did keep going back, and eventually I was able to muster the strength to ask her out.
Okay, cool. Well, how did the date go?
It was great. I mean, she was a lot of fun, which is confusing because, you know, she works at a bank. I'm not exactly thrilled by that, but it went well.
Okay. Well, was there anything that you might regret?
No, I can honestly say I don't think I did anything wrong on this date. I wish I could think of something, but
all right.
It's actually sort of worse that way.
What, that you don't know that something went wrong? Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand that. Well, maybe we'll find out what's going on, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Hello?
Hi, is this Christine?
Yes, it is. Hi, how can I help you?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. We were actually calling about Mike. You guys went on a date not too long ago?
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. What did he say to you? Did he put you up to calling me? Like, what happened?
No, I mean, he didn't put us up to calling you. I mean, he asked us to give you a call since you haven't been responding to him.
Wow. That's interesting.
I mean, is there everything all right? Like, is the date go good? Or?
Yeah, no, it's not all right, to be quite honest. And I'm, like, kind of mad if you, this is crazy.
Okay, do you mind talking about it? Like, why are you mad? What happened?
Yeah, oh, God, man, wow. He essentially annoyed me into going out with him. Like, he kept coming to my work, and like, 4 days in a row, and asked me out each time.
Hmm.
Like, it kind of just was like, oh, God. Okay, fine.
Wow.
And
okay.
Just wore me down. Yeah.
He didn't tell us that. He made it sound like he only came to see you whenever he had to do some sort of banking.
Wow. Well, of course he did. I'm sure he did. Well, it was kind of obvious he was coming in just to ask me out.
Okay. How do you know that?
He basically would withdraw $20 at with me as his teller each time. Like,
oh,
he does that. Like, what? What other reasons were you, what are you doing?
True. Well, has he come back since your date?
Yeah, he has, but luckily it's only been twice, so.
And how long ago was that?
A week ago. Two times in a week. That's not even, I shouldn't even be saying lucky. Oh, God.
I was going to say, well, at least he's calmed down a little, maybe.
No, that's sweet of you, but no, it's annoying as hell. And I want to be left alone at work. I don't want him at my workplace. It's got to stop.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We actually have him on the line with us.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? This is insane.
No.
Wow.
We aren't, but
God.
Hold on. Let us finish.
Wow. You guys, wow. This is kind of, this is crappy. I'm sorry. This is really, what type of people are you?
Okay, well, here's the thing. He's on the line with us, but I'm not actually going to put him through. That's what I've trying to say. I actually understand that he's been annoying you and you've been feeling kind of uncomfortable with him visiting you at work. So I'm going to talk to him separately without you and try to get him to stop. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. I guess I'm just, this is insane, but thank you. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that, you know, he's actually been bothering you and good luck with everything.
Yeah, you didn't know, I guess. Yeah. Okay.
Good luck with everything.
Bye.
Whew.
You made me out to be some kind
Mike,
of
are you
stalker.
There? No, I didn't make you out to be. I mean, you shouldn't be stopping by her job like that all the time.
I have business to conduct.
$20 worth of business every time? I mean, that sounds like a really big business you got there.
You guys, seriously. I thought you were going to help. Now Christine thinks I'm a creeper.
I mean, she thought that before we actually spoke. So, I mean, really, I was trying to help you. But if you kind of creeped her out before...
Yeah, well, what do you guys know, really?
Here's what I know. I know what you're doing is not working. Plus, it's creepy. I understand you like her. But maybe going to someone's place of...
Seriously, you.
Okay. I guess I'm just... everybody off today.
Your 106.3.